Before I begin, I want to recap the last couple weeks. 2 weeks ago, Deacon Randy shared his homily on the gospel, the readings from Hebrew, and focused on Hebrew and the teaching of Hebrew as the formation of priests, and most importantly, Jesus Christ as the highest divine priest. But the most important factor he talked about was that all of us are priests as well. And last week, Father Brendan shared with us the importance of being good Catholic Christians. Among the division and the pretty nasty stuff we've been going through with this election and how things are, we need to step up and be kind to one another, care for one another, look out for one another, no matter what we believe. And I want to focus on the theme of how can we do those two things, because these readings give us some great information that we can use to go out into our lives and be strong Catholic Christians. And I ask this question: where is your heart? The first reading from Kings, Elijah approaches this widow who's gathering the sticks to make a fire to cook her last meal, and she says, "When done, we're going to die." And Elijah says, "Go ahead and make me a cake." What did she do? She listened to what he had to say, and she did exactly what he asked. And she made him a cake. When she made him this cake, did she know that she was going to be fed for the next year? Or she totally did that out of trust and out of loyalty and surrender to God. And for a whole year, she fed herself, her son, and Elijah. God took care of them. In the gospel reading, we have contrasting stories. The first part of it is the scribes in their high and mighty positions used that high and mighty position to look great in these beautiful robes, to be seated at places of high honor, to pray these long, long prayers to make them look glorious, wonderful in the eyes of everybody else. Where was their heart? I would say not with God, it was with themselves. But then we switch, and Jesus sits in the synagogue at the treasury, watching people making their deposits, their contributions. And all these people put all this money in, and this widow puts in everything she has. Nothing else is left for her. What did she do? She surrendered and she put all of her trust in our good Lord God, Savior Jesus Christ, and knew she would be cared for and provided for her whole life. Where is our hearts? Are our hearts like the two widows, or are we more like the scribes, looking for honor, glory, and all those things that we have around us? There's many things that we do, and the beauty of our Catholic Church is we have our sacraments, and we have the witness to bring Theodore into our Catholic faith tonight. And those are all steps of surrendering ourselves to God. Mom and Dad are saying, "God, here is our son that you gifted us with, and the heavens are glorious and praising to receive Theodore as one of the children of God." But I ask, where is your heart? Where is it in regards to your wallet? Where is it in regards to, let's just talk a moment about the political situation right now. Where's your heart in all of that? Our heart should be, now that everything is over, to pray for our leadership of our country, from the president on down through all of the local people leading us in the government. Pray that they humbly kneel before God and receive him to be able to lead according to the way God would like them to lead. But if we're all wrapped up and our anxiety is high and we're all about this person who's sitting in an office, our heart's not in the right place, because that person is not going to give us our glory, our salvation, our eternity that comes from God. So where's our trust? Where's our heart? Where are we giving up? And I just want to share about the challenge of my own personal, most recently, that I've been working with as life is really changing for my wife and I quite a bit here recently. And we have now become empty nesters. Our son has entered into the army. And I didn't think that I would have much of an effect or emotional effect of being empty nests. But God had a different plan, and it hasn't been easy to be in that empty house. And what he laid upon my heart was I was putting too much trust in myself. I was going to lead my son. I was going to lead our daughters. And what he shared to me with me was that, are you going to trust me or are you going to trust yourself? Are you going to surrender yourself to Jesus Christ and turn and say, Lord, here's the children you gifted me, the beautiful gift you gave me, and they're now yours, and I trust that you will care for them. And that's a hard thing to let go, but that's what he's been working on in my heart. I've got a gift for all of you if you'd like to have one at the tables as you depart. As I've been going through this, somebody introduced to me, and some of you may already know this, the Surrender Novena. 9 days of prayer to surrender all of our life mess to God on a regular daily basis. And each day you end the prayer repeating 10 times, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. It has changed my ability to let go. And finally, to end, this week my prayers ended up centering around a reading that tells everything about what I just shared with you. It comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. All of you should be like-minded, sympathetic, loving toward one another, kindly disposed and humble. Do not return evil for evil or insult for insult. Return a blessing instead. This you have been called to do, that you may receive a blessing as your inheritance. So I pray that you open your hearts to place them in Jesus' hands, and that we become the priests and the Catholic Christians that God has called all of us to be. Amen.